When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Appreciate all of you being here on a Wednesday. I know many of you have been watching Tennessee and LSU's Pro Day. Both are about wrapped up, but you can continue watching the very end on the app, and we hope you will participate. You can see the codes right there on the corner of the screen. Thanks for being here. Middle of the week, basketball continuing. A lot of conversation about many, many things, including this. It is finally official. Mitch Barnhart confirming what seemed inevitable, except it didn't. John Calipari is coming back to Kentucky. This is what Mitch had to say. As we normally do at the end of every season, Coach Cal and I have had conversations about the direction of our men's basketball program, and I can confirm that he will return for his 16th season as our head coach. We'll have a reaction to that. There is a lot not being said there, but the key line is he's coming back. Trevor Etienne has not played a down for Georgia, and it may be a while before he does. Could face suspension for his DUI arrest. Remember, he came over from Florida after last season. Kirby's talking about fast cars in college football. It's another year, another offseason, and more problems in Georgia. Lane Kiffin, you put a microphone around him and you're liable to get a headline like this. He calls the chaos in college football a really stupid system. That's being charitable, Lane. David Eckerd covers Ole Miss from the Clarion Ledger. We had David with us a couple of days ago when we were together up in Nashville. David, thanks for the time. So tell us the circumstances of what Kiffin said and what exactly did he say?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul. Lane is, as you alluded to, not shy about sharing his criticisms ever. He's worried, I guess, about repeat transfers, the kind of thing that we saw with Caden Proctor, where guys transfer in the winter and then get back in the portal in the spring and either, you know, go somewhere else or in Proctor's case, go back to where he came from. But that's really the larger context for that discussion is Lane thinks you're going to see quite a bit of that when that portal opens again.
There's always some ironies with Lane Kiffin, David. Hard to imagine anyone has benefited more from the portal than him. So was he speaking specifically about that, or when he said really stupid system, what was he referring to?
I think both. Look, Lane, you're right. Like, and Lane has self-awareness about this. To his credit, I think, he'll say, hey, nobody benefits from this more than we do, but here's, you know, X, Y, Z reason why I think it's really stupid. And this was another one of those scenarios. So I think Lane has a lot of problems with the current setup, but the context of what he said, the really stupid question, quote that's in that headline was about, you know, two-time transfers and whether or not you could see increased spring portal action based on guys getting to a destination in the winter and then leaving it in the spring.
I know what you just said there, David, but is there some reason why he is on this rampage? Has this happened to him, or does he anticipate it, or is he just... Is he just talking about the system in general?
I think he was just asked to talk about the system and you know, what he thought of it. It wasn't you know, there are definitely occasions where Lane comes to the press conference and Lane wants to talk about what Lane wants to talk about. I don't think this was one of those. He was just responding, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not aware, and you know as well as I do, I don't have to say it to you, is, you know, this stuff is constantly changing. I don't anticipate this being an issue for any particular player here as of right now. But, yeah, I think he just has some big picture concern.
David, we briefly talked about this in Nashville, but it was in the middle of basketball, and it seems more appropriate to look ahead now about the spring, what Kiffin is expecting, and really the ramped up expectations for this upcoming year.
Yeah, he's kind of been, you know, as all coaches do, toning it down, right? His line of choice has kind of been, you know, this is the best roster that he's had since he got here, but he's not sure that it's going to be the best team. You know, I think when you go out and you just pull as many guys as they did out of the portal, obviously there's an obstacle to be overcome when it comes to chemistry, right? You have to make sure you get that right. You have to make sure you define roles. And I think really that's what's happening right now, is a lot of setting expectations, a lot of figuring out system fits. And really, I think the most important thing that's happening right now is, you know, can you get these guys to fit, to gel? And they did that really well last year. The year before, they did not. So we'll see where they land.
David Eckerd on the latest from Lane Kiffin. It's a long spring, and he'll have a few more media opportunities, so I'm sure we'll hear more. David, many, many thanks. We appreciate it. Busy show on tap as we try to cover a number of things. We started with the Calipari news at the top. We'll dig a little deeper into that. While most people expected it, it still has seemingly gone over like a lead balloon with many people in Kentucky who are hoping for something else, even though the $33 million buyout is rather tall. We'll take a break. Your reaction to all of that when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We have some more guests. Joel Anderson from Hang Up and Listen. Michael Eaves, the ESPN analyst, commentator from SportsCenter. Some thoughts on Calipari of his native state. And a WWE superstar, AJ Styles, as WrestleMania around the corner, and Chris Towers covering the Dogs. Chip Towers late in the show, and Marty is up next. Oh, by the way, hold on a second, Marty. This is the Black Hat region. We have Legend and Daryl advancing. Daryl, of course, our friend in Baton Rouge. and Dwayne. Hold on. Yeah, we got Handsome Joe moving on. Tanner, we got a bunch of other matches already. Yeah, a little bit of illegal votes coming in yesterday, so already there's some charges of a rigged election. Marty is here. Hey, Marty.
Hey, Paul. You used to have a guest on every week that I think we all truly miss, and that was Cecil Hurt. I used to enjoy his segments on your show. It's been a couple of years ago that he had talked about a group of boosters. A group of boosters from he never identified the program. He said a blue blood program that had shown a great interest in Coach Nate Oates at Alabama. Let me ask you this, Paul. Greg Byrne just got Nate Oates to sign this huge contract. Let's just say he doesn't get Nate Oates under contract right now. With the situation with Kentucky, do you think they'd come after Coach Nate Oates and Coach Calvert?
Well, first of all, the answer to your question is I don't think it would matter whether Nate Oates was available or not. Kentucky simply didn't have the money to buy John Calipari off. If they had the money, I think they would have done that because there's very little sentiment from what we hear in Kentucky to keep him. Nate Oates is still going to be someone in demand. He's one of the best coaches in America. And even though he is under contract, that doesn't mean he can't get out of it by paying whatever it costs to leave. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Daryl is in Baton Rouge. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. You doing okay today?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, yesterday some guy called up. I don't know, he was complaining about the caller bracket or saying that there wasn't any good callers in the bracket.
Yeah, it was Jeff from Ohio was calling.
Yeah, I don't know, acting foolish. But when you were talking about who made the break and who made the cut, you said Dwayne from the barbershop. It's not Dwayne from the barbershop, Paul. It's Daryl from the barbershop. So,
I'm aware of that, Daryl, but I was speaking very quickly, and I inadvertently made an error.
Yeah, you know.
Dwayne's in the same bracket. I think I got. I got confused, Daryl. Give me a break. I mean, Daryl, Dwayne, barbershop.
I understand, but I take
it's all rock and roll to me.
I went by the barbershop today, Paul. Got a haircut and the topic of conversation was, guess what? Tim Mulkey.
Yeah, that was. What's the barbershop say about Kim?
They all supporting Kim. They said the guy that wrote the article graduated from South Carolina, so he had plenty to say about that he was a South Carolina graduate, so naturally he was biased against LSU. Did you know he graduated from South Carolina, or is that just barbershop talk, Paul?
I can confirm that he does have a degree from the University of South Carolina. But I would like to ask you why the barbershop crowd would think that because a writer went to South Carolina, he would be out to get Kim Mulkey.
I don't know. Just because, you know, they said that because he would probably be biased against LSU. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Paul. That's just barbershop talk. Okay. You know, people that go to the barbershop aren't the smartest people in the world.
Yeah, you know, I need to spend more time at the barbershop because I have to try to understand the mentality. Hey, listen, I'm with you, Daryl. I'm behind Kim Mulkey until otherwise.
Yeah. I advanced in the caller bracket, but now I'm going against legends, so it was short-lived, you know.
Well, don't ever give up. Look at Kentucky. We all thought they were going to beat Oakland. Don't concede yet. Hey, thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it, and so sorry that I inadvertently said Dwayne was at the barbershop. Dwayne's probably never been to a barbershop.
Man, I live in the barbershop. We're wrong with you, Paul.
What barbershop do you go to?
I got a bunch of them. I got about two barbers. I got two youngsters.
But Dwayne, when you go into the shop, tell us about it.
When I go in the shop, I make an appointment.
I make an appointment.
Yeah, I go by appointment.
Look at you.
You know what I'm saying, Paul?
So yeah, what do they do? Yeah, do they do anything other than cut your hair? Do they cut your
groom
nails?
Me up, do my beard. They do my beard if I want my beard done and everything, you know. Get whatever I want, you know, whatever I want, a ball fade or blend in or go with the ball fade with the fade on the side, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't talking about that. Where about no damn barbershop? Hey, Paul, what this bracket? Tell me about how this bracket works. Huh? How you moving people on?
I'll tell you how this bracket works. People vote, just like anything else. And right now, I see you're in the legend division, so you advance, and you'll take on, who's he taking on? You'll probably, if you prevail, you'll take on J.K. You know J.K., the Bama hater.
Oh, man, J.K. from Alabama. Miami Hurricane fan?
Yeah.
The Miami Hurricane, he go back way back in the 90s. Last time they won.
Yeah, you're
well,
right,
they
yeah,
won the championship in 2001.
You're to get through that bracket, so you'll have to beat him, and then you'll take on that guy, either Daryl from the barbershop in Baton Rouge. You worried about him?
Boy, I got to go through JK, huh? Yeah. Me and JK, boy, y'all wrong for that, but put me and JK against each other. Huh? But I ain't afraid.
Daryl, is there somebody, Dwayne, is there somebody you would have rather faced?
I don't rather face anybody.
That is a very Louisiana oriented. You got Daryl, you had Augie. I mean, Augie's a New Orleans guy. Daryl's a Baton Rouge guy. Dwayne's a NOAA guy. I mean, how about that? Three Louisiana folks in the Black Hat region.
Sure is in a tough division with legend, with all people, huh? Legend.
Hey, he got knocked off last year. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll stay in Louisiana. What are the odds of three straight calls in Louisiana? Harry is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I think the bracket is working out just fine, Paul. Just
thank
fine.
You.
And I came from a meeting today, and one of the ladies asked me if you get in today, would you? Before I make my comment, if I may make my comment after my question, is that okay, Paul?
Of course.
Okay, the young lady, I say young, I'm not sure of her age, but she wanted to know, and I'm going to bring the answer back in case she's not listening. Is Millie still with us, Paul?
Sadly, Millie died a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, because a lot of the ladies at the meetings, you know, have asked. They don't get to hear the news like I guess most of us do, and I really didn't have an answer for it. But thank you, Paul. My comment is this, and this comment is for Iron Man. Very respectfully, Iron Man, the Paul Feinbaum show is undoubtedly the best sports show I've ever had the pleasure of participating in, and the Paul Feinbaum show is the only show where no caller is left behind. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Harry. Appreciate it. John is up next in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, great calls today. And by the way, you had a brain fart with Jeff's call yesterday. Did I hear that right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Jeff, by the way, John,
you got your names wrong.
Jeff, you're lucky not to just completely check out at the moment of impact.
Yeah. Well, it's like that famous New York Yankee philosopher Yogi Berra. Jeff's calls, it's like deja vu all over again, because he recycles the same hateful rants.
Yeah. Jeff has the same three topics every time.
I think if you looked up hater in the dictionary, you'd see his picture. Hey, Paul, I'm on the edge now on the voting against the crazy curmudgeon from St. Louis, aka the dancing queen. So
yeah, right now.
So
who are you facing right now?
The crazy curmudgeon.
John. Yeah, right now it is a that thing's closer than Bush versus Gore right now.
Yeah. So I'm not going to solicit votes, you know, even though I think Alabama, Georgia, LSU, and Tennessee will make this year's CFP, nor am I going to pick the winner, it'll be the best team between Alabama and Tennessee in the NCAA finals. But let me try some impressions and see if I can entertain instead of talking sports. I'll do the first one.
Okay.
I'll be back. And it's not Jim from Tuscaloosa. Who is that?
I'll be back?
Yeah.
Sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, it's Jesus Christ. Let's try one more.
Okay.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, I know it wasn't Bill Clinton because he did.
Right, it's Elton John. Oh, well, I'll stick to sports.
You may have just lost the contest with those two jokes.
I know. I was desperate. What can I say?
Wow. I think John... I think a concession speech may have been a wiser move than what he went through. Let's get this thing back on track, okay? Let's get a guy that knows how to communicate, and that is Bash in Colorado.
Bash, Brother Paul, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to say what a great interview you had yesterday with Coach Nate Oates. Going into tomorrow night's game, which is going to be the biggest game of his career. And I wanted to ask you a question on that subject going into it tomorrow, Paul. But before I do that, did I hear you correctly say that later on this show you're going to have the phenomenal AJ Styles as a special guest?
That is correct.
Before I get to my original question,
are you a big AJ fan?
Oh, yes, sir. I probably have been watching AJ Styles for almost 20 years, since 2005 was probably the first time I've seen him. Could you, Paul, pass a question along to AJ and say it came from Bash in Boulder, Colorado?
Of course, sure.
So, that most people would know, AJ Styles' finishing move is the Styles Clash. So if you could, Paul, please ask AJ, who got Styles clashed during the SEC championship game? His Georgia Bulldogs or my Alabama Crimson Tide?
Ooh. I guess I could ask him that.
And after you ask him, just make sure you tell him that once he gets to WrestleMania, Paul, he's going to lose to LA Knight, just like he did in WrestleMania 32 to Chris Jericho.
Doesn't sound like AJ's been winning too much lately, has he?
No, I mean, really, like, honestly, Paul, these guests you get from WWE are not the best example. You had Titus O'Neil the other month promoting the Royal Rumble, and it's like, what's next? Are you going to have the head coach of the TCU Horned Frogs advertising the national championship game?
Hey, Bash, one thing I don't know is how we get the guests from WWE, but I would agree with you. We're getting the middle of the pack, aren't we?
Well, I thought Nick's the one that helps schedule these guests. Is he not the one that's...
I think if Nick was scheduling the guests, they would be a little higher caliber, don't you think?
You probably have, like, The Undertaker, John Cena, Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, you know, those caliber guests.
Yeah, we're getting the ones that... that the big shows reject. You heard Jeff yesterday. The show is on the downward trend.
Jeff is out of his freaking mind, Paul. Tell him to go crawl in his hole in Columbus, Ohio, and join Urban Meyer while he's down there with them, and they can all enjoy a nice hullabaloo.
Thank you, Bash. Thank you very much. Bash trashing our guest today. We'll take a break. We have a lot to do. More of your phone calls, more guests as well, including AJ Styles. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome back, and we are here on a Wednesday afternoon. Chip is up next in Georgia. Hey, Chip.
Hey, Mr. Paul, how you doing today, sir?
Chip, we're doing well. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to let you know that less than 3 months ago, when my mom passed away, and she watched your show every day, you were so kind in your comments, and here we are less than 3 months later, and my mother-in-law has passed away also. Oh, and she lived with us the last 6.5 years, and she watched your show every single day. And she had a very unique perspective because her husband was the last three-sport letterman at the University of Georgia. And I just wanted to thank you because always been so very kind
to people that have had a tough time. Tell us more about your mother-in-law. What was her name?
Her name was Elaine Hearn. Her husband was Billy Hearn, and he played under Wally Butts at Georgia, and he lettered in football, basketball, and baseball. He was the last three-sport letterman at UGA, and she watched that show religiously. So she passed away February the 24th, and I just want to let you know how much I appreciate your show and what it meant to her, sir.
Well, Chip, thank you, and we're so sorry to hear that. And in relation to her husband, I mean, the idea to letter in anything, but to letter in three sports—that's extraordinary.
Yes, sir. He was the last three-sport letterman at UGA, and you know, I'm not one of those callers to beat stuff up. You're certainly welcome to Google it up, although you may have heard of him.
No,
but
I would never doubt that.
Well, I just appreciate it. I watch the show every day, too, and I appreciate everything that you do, and thank you very much for all of your kindness and your insight.
Well, so sorry about your mom and your mother-in-law, and our deepest sympathy to your family, but thanks for sharing the news with us, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks so much. That is really tough. Susie is up next, also in Georgia. Hey, Susie.
Hi, Paul. First of all, Chip, my condolences to you. That's really tough. To lose, you know, both people that are very special in your life. I've had that happen. Paul, I just wanted, is it Jeff in Ohio?
Sadly, that is correct, yes.
Yes. Well, Jeff has forgotten that last year he was in the bracket, and I beat him. So,
well, Susie,
I just, you know,
first of all, let me thank you because that will be the last time he's ever in the bracket. So I'm glad to know he went out. With a stinging loss.
Yes, he did. I might be going out with a stinging loss today myself.
Well, it doesn't matter to me whether you're without that. Susie, we'll be forever in your debt for getting rid of Jeff. Susie is up against Dominic. I don't know what the current rankings are on that, but we'll see if we can get an update.
But, well, thank you, Paul.
It's actually a pretty close race, 53-46, Susie. So if you could go out and buy a few more votes, you might win.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go on the street corner and put up a sign.
I mean, you're in Georgia. Just call the Secretary of State and see if you can get a few more votes. He'll be happy to provide
them. Oh, yeah, he and I are on, personal. No, I've got my students out there pulling for me. But it's just a pleasure to be able to talk to you, and I look forward. Paul's going to bring me to you'll be in Athens again next year, right, for college?
Guaranteed.
And I will see you again there. But thank you for everything you do, and again, to Chip, my condolences. That's rough. That's what life's all about, you know, caring for loved ones and cherishing the memories.
Susie,
so you have a great day,
you.
Paul.
You be well. Take care of yourself. Great to hear from you. Let's check in with Swamp Dog in Waycross, Georgia. Hey, Swamp Dog.
Hello, Mr. Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great.
Well, I know you're not a big man, but I got a question for you. If you had to place a bet, which way would you go on this? First of all, let me ask you, is I Man okay? Because your operator kind of talked like he wasn't around anymore or something.
No, he's still around. He just needs to get the chip off his shoulder.
Well, yeah. Well, my question is this. If you had to make a bet, which I know you don't do, but he was pressed into it, what are the chances of Alabama beating North Carolina or I-Man getting over Sabanitis? Which one would you pick?
Yeah, I think the odds are better that Alabama would win than I-Man ever getting over Sabanitis.
Yeah.
And do you know why? Because Alabama has a really good basketball team. Right? They're an underdog in that game, but they have a chance to win. I-Man has no chance because he is so eaten up with Sabanitis. Sadly, it's an incurable disease.
Yes, it is. And, you know, non-Sabanitis, I made that one up, non-Sabanitis. And it's not that widespread. You know, I told you about Barry Switzer, you know, winning at Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't DeBoer win at Alabama, right?
DeBoer can win at Alabama. Hey, thanks for the call. Kenny is up next in Alabama. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, Paul. Listen, I've got to thank you. You know, through the years, man, I've listened to you. I used to chase down, you know, the Birmingham paper, read your article.
Oh, wow.
To, you know, listen to you when you were in Birmingham on the radio. And you had characters. I mean, you had Straight Jacket Jim, and you had all these characters. But, buddy, I'm telling you, what you got now is pure comedy. And I love it. I look forward to it. And it makes my day. And I, you know, I had to call and tell you that. I'm a little bit worried about Jim. I think Jim from Tuscaloosa may be stepping into Jim from Birmingham, Straight Jacket Jim title. I hate that. And let me also tell you, I enjoy a lot of your callers. I mean, every one of them, squirrels, all the nicknames and all the characters that you have, and really none more than Legend, because Legend has walked out a lot in life that's tough, that, you know, not a lot of other people are sympathetic to, but I'm telling you, Legend, I enjoy his call, and I'll lay money right now. I don't know what the odds are for Legend to win your bracket challenge this year, but I'm going to put my $100 on Legend because I think he's going to be a winner.
Well, thank you very, very much, Kenny. Thanks for the kind words. You be well. You take care of yourself. Charlie is up next in Georgia. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Paul.
Thank you.
I hope you're having a good day.
We are.
Just calling about John Calipari. I've been a Kentucky fan for many years, and I used to always enjoy following players for at least two or three years during their career. I felt like I knew them. But with Calipari's one and done, I mean, I feel like I don't even know the players anymore. But long and short of it is, unless he can bring some players back this year, I don't see things being any different than they have been. So I'm hoping he'll learn that one and done is not the way to go. He needs to bring players back and develop them. And I think that's the only way he's going to really win a national championship. That's all I got, Paul.
Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it. We'll talk more about Cal a little bit later on. Your phone calls continue. The guests will also. We are off and running here on a Wednesday afternoon.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We're back as we roll through the first hour, and Squirrel is calling next. Hello, Squirrel.
A couple of lanes real quick, but one thing I heard just a few minutes ago, the caller who called in and mentioned the gentleman who lettered three times in college, that was quite an accomplishment right there. And he was the last one to have done it, he said, I guess.
At Georgia.
Yeah, again, SEC school, that's even harder. You know, high school, lettering in three sports is really common. You know, say lots of people did, myself included, and it's not that big a thing. If Jim hadn't got hurt, how many sports do you think he would have lettered in college, five or six?
Let's think about it. Football, baseball.
Yeah, basketball.
Basketball.
Football, what you got?
Golf.
Golf, of course.
Or
bowling. I think that was a lettering sport back then. There's got to be another one. Track and field.
Yeah.
So he could easily got six letters. Yeah, and so he could easily better. But no, have you ever been to Paducah? Spend much time in Paducah, Kentucky?
I've been there, but I can't tell you I spent much time there.
My customer that I do a little consulting work with. We flew up there yesterday to the TVA plant. There's a big TVA plant. Gets out a lot of electricity there. And the sentiment, there's a lot of Kentucky fans. That's where I'm kind of getting to. The sentiment at the power plant in Paducah yesterday was that they were wanting a new coach. So for the word to come out that they're going to hold on to him for a little longer, those guys up there are not going to be happy. But guess where I just left 30 minutes ago, Paul? You'll never guess.
Knoxville?
The Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash site.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I just had to go to a little project just outside of Macomb, Mississippi, and about 10 miles off Interstate 55 is the little monument. I'm going to put it up on Twitter. I took pictures of the different plaques and monuments.
1977, wasn't it?
October, I think, yeah. 1977. I was a freshman at East Tennessee State. And the day the Freebird crashed, they didn't have any fuel. The plane ran out of fuel. That's why they crashed. So, and it was right at sundown at dusk. And so there was no fire. There was no smoke. And it was out in the middle of a swamp. So people trying to come to the rescue, I mean, hunters and farmers and a lot of people in the area knew a plane had went down. They saw it flying very low over the treetops. And so it was a heck of an effort just to get to the people, and a lot of people survived that crash, considering it was a plane crash in the middle of the woods. You know, so if anybody's coming down 55 right before you get to the Louisiana border, you may want to take a 15-minute detour and go by there and pay your respects. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Squirrel, thank you. I did not realize that. I mean, I knew they'd gone down, but thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Matt is next.
Hey, brother, look, I got something to say to Squirrel and his little yeehaw redneck friend. Look, you want to judge me and say I'm lazy? Shut up. You don't got epilepsy. You don't got a reading disorder. I was put on a fever ball as a child, and that screwed up my brain a little bit. So shut your backwoods, hillbilly redneck, yeehaw, go ride in the sunset. Don't you ever question me on any of that. I'm not lazy, man. If I hit my head too hard, I'm dead. I'll have a seizure. If I get too hot, I have
a
seizure.
You said epilepsy. How did all this happen?
When I was a child, my mom was holding me. I was 1 year old, just a baby. I stopped breathing on her altogether. They had to rush me to the emergency room in Oregon. I was diagnosed with epilepsy. I got it from my grandfather. Either you're born with it or it passes. I was born with it, Paul. I was made fun of as a kid. They would tell me I was stupid, I was retarded, I was a freak, and it was my fault the way I was born. Your little redneck friend needs to shut his mouth and do his homework, okay? I was put on a fever ball as a child. And me and you both know it has bad side effects. It reduces a child's development in the brain. So I worked my whole life to get into this reading program Mitch is paying for to make up for mistakes I did in my life. Because I gave up on myself in middle school and high school because they didn't care about me. Okay, I've let that go. But I'll not be called some person who's lazy when he doesn't have what I have. He hasn't been through what I've been through. So so he can shut his little yeehaw, go ride in the sunset, you and Squirrel. Don't you ever question that about me.
Hey, you're not born with it. Hold on one second. So let me see if we can have a conversation about this. Squirrel?
Go ahead.
Matt, when did I ever call you lazy, my friend?
Your little yeehaw friend called me lazy there yesterday.
Matt, was it not me who tried to offer you a job at a warehouse?
Dude, I can't read. What am I supposed to do? I can't read. I have a severe learning disability.
All you had to do was maybe push a broom, dude. I tried to get you employed. That was my
I can't be in a warehouse. I only can make so much money. I have Social Security. I'm only allowed to make so much, and I get screwed over.
Well, then how in the hell do you think you're going to ever be an ambassador at the United Nations if you can't
read? Called you start from the bottom, and you work up to the top. I'm
talking
about reading right now.
Matt, listen to this guy. He's trying to help you.
Matt, I was trying to help
you. Okay, I appreciate the help, but you tell your friend to shut his mouth, okay?
No, Matt.
I'll tell him shut his mouth.
You shut yours. The man's trying to help you out. Listen to him. Anyway.
All right, I don't mind him helping, but
I mean,
Paul,
he's trying
to
help you become
first.
The ambassador to the UN.
I'm not going to become an ambassador right away. I have to work from the bottom to the top. That means I got to prove my reading first, and I'm trying to move out from my family, who drives me nuts.
So you said your family drives you nuts?
Yes, my sister drives me nuts.
Let me assure you, you're not the only one that has that feeling. Okay.
My sister flat told me to my face, Paul, I'm never going to be able to get.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.